Widescreen by DeZoom featuring Prado. Been a while since we heard much from Prado, so always nice to see her pop up, especially on the wonderful pop of DeZoom. That track called Widescreen mentions IMAX in the lyrics. I feel compelled to mention that I was at an IMAX theater today.
Whoa, Jesse!
I know.
That's so serendipitous. Mm-hmm. Is that the right use of that word?
Yeah, I think so. Lucky, fortunate.
Yeah.
Coincidental. Yeah. Before DeZoom and Prado, you heard some electronic music from Yusu, from the record I Want an Earth. That was the title track, I Want an Earth. We're on a title track roll today. And before that, we had Warrior Song by Ed Z. U from the amazing, amazing record Potlatch in the Box that I cannot recommend enough. It's out anywhere you want to stream music, or you can buy it on Bandcamp. You can stream it there too, I guess. Okay. I feel like I don't want to push my luck. I don't want to draw out my internet sleuthing story. Are you too far? It's not that good. It's not that good, but
lay it on me. What are you sleuthing about?
Okay, so I, like many 35-year-old men, people, but I think particularly men, am starting to just like go down a rabbit hole of deciding I need to own a whole bunch of synthesizers and like musical production equipment. You know,
synthesizer Jesse. The amount of times Jesse and I have had to put off doing something because he has to go pick up synthesizers, goalie equipment.
Yeah,
weirdos from Squamish.
Unfortunately, like somehow got into Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist again. Now, you know, I've given up Twitter/X, but now I spend my hours trawling Facebook Marketplace. One of the things that I have been convinced that I need to get, is a four-track cassette recorder. There's a particular model and make, the Tascam 424 Porta Studio. It's the one. And what I want that for is to make sort of tape loops, because you can record on a cassette to four separate tracks on it, as one would think from the four side or the four track recorder. It records two tracks to the left and right channel on one side of the cassette, and two tracks to the left and right channel on the second side of the cassette. So it records to both sides at the same time. And then because it's tape, if you like slow that down, it gets distorted in all sorts of cool and interesting ways that don't happen if you do it digitally, or happen differently if you do it digitally as opposed to on tape. I've been really trying to work on doing some like ambient stuff and incorporating soundscapes and stuff, so I figured this would be like a cool thing to do. And so I've been looking around. There's a site called Reverb that is like a musical instrument resale platform, and I had one in my cart, and I was like, I don't know. And then I opened my cart the next day, and it was gone, because that's what happens. And there's one on Facebook Marketplace right now that does not have a power supply. It works. The guy who's selling it has two, and this is his extra. And he's willing to show he's got videos of it working, and he's like, you can come over and test it, whatever. But I'd have to get a power supply. And because they don't make these things anymore, it's not easy or like super cheap to do that. And also I just like kind of on principle, if I'm going to go pay a few $100s of cash for something, I want to be able to use it.
And like, you know, you want the whole thing.
Exactly.
Like,
I don't have to go like get another thing.
Yeah.
So I have been trawling everywhere, just seeing if anything will come up like it, or like, you know, there are other brands and similar items that I could have at this point, like pulled the trigger on. I could go spend way more money on eBay, whatever. But then I was trawling Facebook Marketplace, and I saw a posting for a Tascam 484 recorder, which is an 8-track instead of 4-track. Which I mean, there's a...
is that considered an upgrade in your world?
Yes and no. Sure. More tracks can theoretically be better, but the way it gets the tracks is it records onto half as much of the tape.
Oh, okay.
So it's like there's less information. I don't actually really know specifically if for making like loops and ambient stuff, it would probably be good to be able to have a lot of different sources. It might affect the fidelity, but that might be a good thing. You know, the one that's there is very reasonably priced. It's on par. It's the same price as the 424 that does not have the power cable, and it has everything.
Right.
So it's like, well, you know what? It works for me. I message the person, and I don't hear anything back.
Classic.
I'm like, okay, whatever. I wait a day. I message back. I'm like, I'm willing to meet you with cash this weekend. I'm like, maybe a little too forward. I don't care. I want this thing. And then I still don't hear back, so I'm like looking at the posting obsessively. I'm like, what's going on here? And I'm like, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to work. And then I see the person's name, and I realize that I've seen this listing on Reverb, but it listed in Markham, Ontario. Okay. So I'm like, I don't know. Maybe this is like some sort of weird scam thing, whatever. It's also more expensive on Reverb than what is being sold for on Marketplace, right? So I'm like, I don't know about this. And then this is all floating around in my mind. And then today, as I'm doing prep for the show, I come across this band. And it is the post-folk songwriting project of Toronto-raised Vancouver-based producer, this person's name.
Okay.
And it's the same, it's the person who is selling this recorder. And so, Sasha, I'm going to play your song on my radio show, and I would really appreciate it if you would sell me your recorder. I get it. I'm looking at your shows. You're playing a show in Edmonton right now, so like maybe that's why you're not responding to my Facebook messages.
Bigger fish to fry,
which is reasonable. If you're still in Vancouver, I would love to buy your recorder. If not, good luck. We're gonna play the song "Damn Cruel World" by Tractor Beam, which is from their album, which is named, I think, in reference to the Dark Tower series, because it's called Turtles All the Way, and the beam is also a big part of the Dark Tower. So anyway, I want your recorder, Sasha, and also cool music.
Staying. And you look good.
he's above.
Sierra Tune In by Costin. Before that, Hollow Twin, an old classic, Mother. Jamie's going to go see them after this.
In like five minutes.
And for that reason, we are rushing. Oh, before that, Tractor Beam. Sasha, I still want your recorder. So we're going to play new music from Sade Awele. This is Joe, and we'll be back again before the end of the show. I promise.
Keep this between me and you. Nobody has to know. We'll bring the bass to the rhythm. Dance all night long till it's dawning. We'll recognize me in the morning. But until then, until then. Joe, let me see you, Joe. Make your way across the floor. Give me one, give me more. Joe, let me see you, Joe. The floor. Give me more, give me more. Now we know the rhythm of the way we move. As we're locked in, as we see and link with you. The things you do, the things we do. Ooh, yeah. Cause when I look into your eyes, keep this between me and you. Nobody has to know. We'll bring the bass to the rhythm. Dance all night long till it's dawning. We'll recognize me in the morning. But until then, until then. Joe, let me see you, Joe. Make your way across the floor. Give me one, give me more. Joe, let me see you, Joe. The floor. Give me more, give me more. Oh. Okay.
Is it for the Vancouver mixtape?
It was a lot of fun today, Jesse.
It was so much fun hanging out,
playing tunes,
talking about things that are only interesting to me and my life, and then also somehow making them about the Vancouver music scene.
Jesse, your life is interesting to me, so that was great.
Wow. You're our number one listener,
yep.
So that's what I'm going for.
I listened to today's whole show.
That's true. Your headphones weren't on the whole time. Don't lie.
You don't know me.
Lots of great music on the show today. You can find episodes of this, believe it or not, on the website cgsf.ca and also occasionally on the iTunes podcast place, places you get podcasts. We upload them occasionally.
You can find us also on Instagram at That Mixtape and on X.
X
at That Mixtape.
Very apropos to this X, because now it's my X social media app.
Hey!
That joke's never been made before. Anyway, we will see you. I'm not going to promise next week. We will see you next time, and it'll be great. And we love you until then.
Mwah, mwah, mwah.
Bye.
The Vancouver Art Gallery presents Parviz Tanavali, Poets, Locks, Cages, the first major Canadian exhibition of works by the Iranian-born, Vancouver-based artist, Parviz Tanavali. The exhibition brings together over 100 major works, representing his six-decade career, and spans the full breadth of his practice from sculpture and painting to printmaking and mixed media assemblages. To learn more about this exhibition, visit fanartgallery.bc.ca.
Stay tuned for a 10-minute